Beginning our Jazz Northwest today, that was music from the new recording by the Greg Williamson Quartet, Scenes and Voyages. That was a piece by Dr. Lonnie Smith called Jungle Soul, featuring Alexei Nikolaev on tenor saxophone, John Hansen at the piano, John Hamer on bass, and Greg Williamson at the drums from Scenes and Voyages, the Greg Williamson Quartet. Opening our Jazz Northwest for today. Hi, I'm Jim Wilkie. We're here every Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock with some highlights from the regional jazz scene. And today we've got a variety of things. We have some music by a big band at Tula's. We have some new releases to share with you, and I'll tell you more about them as we go along. This next one is something I recorded in December at Tula's. I had been at the Seattle Art Museum earlier that same evening recording the Overton Berry Group, which we broadcast in December, and I popped over to Tula's after hearing Overton Berry's group. I knew that the Emerald City Jazz Band was paying tribute to Woody Herman's 100th anniversary of Woody Herman's birth. Woody started out in the 30s as he took over the old Ism Jones Band. And one of the ways he kept it contemporary was he had new arrangements and compositions coming into the band all the time that were written by the players in the band. And he always had a young band. A lot of guys often started in their late teens or just out of college. They may be in their early 20s. A lot of wonderful players went through that band. Woody Herman, who was known as the road father to a lot of guys who played in the band. Last year was the 100th anniversary of Woody Herman's birth, and some of the musicians in the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra had played in the Woody Herman Band. Among them, the drummer we just heard, Greg Williamson, who served as spokesman for the evening. Kevin Seeley is the lead trumpet player and is leader of the band. And I didn't make a list of who all was in the band, but I do know that Travis Ranney was in there and playing the clarinet parts that were ascribed to Woody Herman. Alexei Nikolaev was also in there. Kevin Seeley, of course, Thomas Marriott, Dave Marriott. I think Nathan Vetter was there in the trombone section as well. Really a just wonderful sounding band. And I'd like to play four pieces from that evening. Now, this is not a full-blown recording as I usually do. I put up one stereo mic in a critical place. I think it's a pretty good reflection of what was going on that night. It's not a perfect studio recording, but it certainly shows the spirit by the Kevin Seeley Emerald City Jazz Orchestra paying tribute to Woody Herman. First tune up is a great arrangement of the tune A Taste of Honey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra celebrating Woody Herman's 100th birthday with a group of selections recorded at Tula's. We began with A Taste of Honey and followed it up there with Four Brothers, written by Jimmy Giuffre when he was a member of the sax section, named for the three great tenor and one baritone saxophonist who fronted the band at that time. Some great stuff there from the late 40s and early 50s. The next piece that we'll hear goes back even earlier. It was the Woody Herman theme, Woodchopper's Ball. Perhaps maybe the first one was Blue Flame, and I think the second theme was Woodchopper's Ball that dates from about 1939 or thereabouts. So we'll hear that as we continue here with more music, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Woody Herman's birth in a performance that was recorded on December 12th at Tula's in Seattle with the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
You don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Tune out of the Ellington Band book, done up Woody Herman style, here by the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra, directed by Kevin Seeley, led from the drums in most cases by Greg Williamson, who played in Woody Herman's band. There were, I think, two or three other members of the band on this that had played with Woody Herman. It was recorded on December 12th at Tula's, and as we said, just an informal recording with a single stereo mic, but I think we captured some of the spirit of Woody Herman on that night. The Emerald City Jazz Orchestra, directed by Kevin Seeley, normally plays on the second Tuesday of each month at Tula's. They'll be back again this month on that date. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a quick look at jazz activities around the area this week. A lot of the places are closed today for Super Sunday, of course. Super Bowl is going on later on this afternoon, and I know Tula's is closed. Some other places may be open. Jazz Alley, as far as I know, is going to be continuing with Bill Frisell's Guitar in the Space Age tonight as scheduled. There is the Jazz Vespers on the first Sunday of the month, and that features Cynthia Mullis playing music of Antonio Carlos Jobim at the Seattle First Baptist Church. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Coming up next week, the Royal Room has the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble playing on Monday night. Tuesday night, J. Thomas Big Band will be at Tula's, McTuff at the Sea Monster, and Eric Verlinde leads the jam at the Owl. Both of those sets start a little later in the evening, around 10 o'clock. On Thursday, Seattle Improvised Music Festival begins at the Chapel and will be playing nightly through the weekend with a variety of artists appearing. Tower of Power opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday and plays through the weekend. And Ralph Alisi's Baida will play a concert at the Poncho Concert Hall of Cornish College on Capitol Hill. Friday night, Paul Gabrielson Quartet with Rob Sheps as special guest will be playing at Boxley's in North Bend. Randy Halberstadt Quintet with Thomas Marriott and Mark Taylor will be playing at Tula's. Saturday night at Tula's, Susan Pascal Quartet will be playing. Just a few highlights. For more information, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as the jazz calendar at earshot.org, very complete, and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Coming up later this month in the Art of Jazz series on the second Thursday of the month at 5:30 to 7:30 is the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, curated by Earshot Jazz, John Gilberth, director, and we'll be recording again this second Thursday of this month. The feature this month is a very interesting one. It's the Panama Hotel Jazz by Steve Griggs. Steve Griggs put together a special program which describes events surrounding the incarceration of Japanese-American people during World War II, some of whose belongings were stored at the Panama Hotel, which became sort of a central thing, in particularly with regard to the book, The Hotel at the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. Here is the opening part of the Panama Hotel Suite by Steve Griggs to give you a bit of the flavor of that. We'll hear the complete work at the Seattle Art Museum on the second Thursday of this month. Thank you.
My name is Steve Griggs. Konnichiwa. You are listening to Jay Thomas on trumpet, Milo Peterson on guitar, Susan Pascal on vibraphone, Phil Sparks on bass, and myself on saxophone. This first piece was called Panama Hotel. The entire music program you will hear in this recording was composed from the significant history of Seattle's Panama Hotel. This project was made possible by a Four Culture Historic Site specific grant. A few years ago, I spoke with Jim Wilkie, disc jockey for Jazz After Hours. As we talked about Seattle jazz history, he suggested I read Jamie Ford's novel, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, because of the musical scenes set on Jackson Street. The book is a love story between a Chinese boy and Japanese girl in Seattle around the beginning of World War II. A key token of their relationship is a record of a fictitious jazz performance that gets stored in the basement of the Panama Hotel. In 2012, the Panama Hotel was selected as a location for site-specific art funded by King County. I recalled the novel and the symbolic jazz record. I decided to learn what I could about the history of the building and its role in the community. I also searched Seattle's jazz history to imagine how the song stored in the Panama Hotel basement might have sounded. As I researched for this project, I was overwhelmed by the number and extent of stories published. This recording is by no means a complete depiction of stories and events, but I hope that it raises awareness about this historic building and its role in our shared history. The Panama Hotel was designed by Saburo Ozasa, the first Japanese architect to practice in Seattle. It was built in 1910 and continuously operated as a hotel since the day it was built. The first owners were Japanese umbrella organizations, with non-Japanese members as the publicly listed owners, because Japanese were excluded from property ownership. Takashi Hori bought the hotel in 1938 and operated it until Jan Johnson purchased it in 1985. The basement contains the only intact Japanese public bath, or sento, left in the United States. Many Japanese immigrants lived, worked, or were visitors in this building. During my research of Japanese aesthetics practiced by immigrants, what resonated with me is the desire for every person to infuse daily tasks or common objects with art, to enhance the natural beauty of the world. One story told of a Japanese-American farmer who collected stones for his garden, the extra stones he placed under the eaves of his house. When it rained and no one could work outside, he called everyone in to create poetry to the sound of rain falling on the stones. This piece is called Poem. Thank you.
a sampling of some of the music from the suite, the Panama Hotel Jazz Suite, composed by Steve Griggs, narrated by him. And the two selections we heard, the opening Panama Hotel and the poem. This work is going to be performed in its entirety in an upcoming concert at the Seattle Art Museum, the Art of Jazz series, coming up on the second Thursday of this month, and that will be on Thursday the 13th at the Seattle Art Museum. It's a very moving experience. I hope you can join us there. 5:30 to 7:30, the concerts are free. The group includes Jay Thomas on trumpet and flugelhorn, Steve Griggs, the saxophonist and speaker, Susan Pascal, vibes, Milo Peterson, guitar, and Phil Sparks on bass. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here, and we will continue with some music from Mercedes Nicole's brand new CD titled Beautiful Alignment. And Mercedes Nicole is the singer here with Mark Seals on piano, Evan Flory Barnes bass, Devon Lewis on drums, Thomas Marriott plays trumpet and flugelhorn and was also the producer of the recording, Beautiful Alignment. This is a song that has always intrigued me. It's a beautiful song that was written by Alec Wilder and Lunis McGlewin. It's called Blackberry Winter, sung here by Mercedes Nicole.
Not so far away. never get over losing you. Though I've had to learn that life goes on, and the memories grow dim like a half-forgotten song till the blackberry winter reminds me you are gone, and I get so lonely. Most of all in springtime, I wish I could enjoy the first of May, but I know it means the blackberry winter is not so far, not so far away. Why did you go? Thank you.